With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump is doubling down on fighting the enemies within the United States. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As the campaign winds down, Trump has been winding up his rhetoric toward those he views as a threat.
They've done very bad things to this country. They are indeed the enemy from within, but this is who we're fighting.
That was the former president at his Madison Square Garden rally. In recent days, Trump has described some members of Congress, including former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as the enemy within, and said they are worse than America's foreign adversaries. Greg Clugston, New York.
NATO confirms North Korean troops have been deployed to Russia and are operating in the Kursk border region where Ukrainian troops have a foothold.
It's still not clear how many North Korean soldiers have been sent to Russia. Estimates vary, between 2,000 to 12,000 troops. But the head of NATO, Mark Rutte, confirmed their arrival in Russia's Kursk region, which puts them closer to combat. Russia, he said, had already suffered more than 600,000 casualties. The NATO Secretary General also warned that deepening military cooperation between Russia and North Korea was a threat to security, not just in Europe, but the Pacific too.
The BBC's Jonathan Beal. Israel's parliament passed legislation that severely restricts the UN agency responsible for distributing aid in Gaza. The law bans the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, from conducting any activity or providing any service inside Israel. The vote passed 92-10 on Monday and followed a fiery debate between supporters of the law and its opponents. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 273 points, the Nasdaq rose 48. This is SRN News. The Archbishop of Canterbury sparks outrage in the Church of England.
The denomination is already embroiled in a battle over gay marriage, and Dr. Justin Welby has shocked some of the faithful for stating that he does not believe homosexuality is sinful so long as it takes place within the confines of, quote, a committed relationship. The Archbishop made his comments on a British podcast. The Church of England Evangelical Council calls this statement, quote, devastating because it marks a clear departure from the doctrine of the Church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One West Texas city has banned men from using female restrooms and locker rooms. Members of the Odessa City Council expanded a 1989 ordinance prohibiting individuals from entering restrooms of the opposite sex. The 5-2 vote came following an emotionally charged exchange between residents and city leaders, with city council members arguing the ordinance would protect Odessans. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. stocks saw big gains as big tech made up for some slides in oil and gas stocks. Oil prices tumbling after an Israeli retaliation against Iran for earlier missile attacks proved to be more restrained than many were expecting. Volkswagen plans to close at least three plants in Germany.
Employee Council Chief Daniela Cavallo said at a meeting with the Volkswagen workers that management also plans cuts at other sites. Volkswagen said in early September the auto industry headwinds mean it can't rule out plant closures in its home country. The company added it must drop a job protection pledge in force since 1994 that would have barred layoffs through 2029.
As correspondent Jeremy House, Boeing is looking to raise up to $19 billion in a stock offering as the aerospace giant tries to deal with a cash shortage. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.